All right. It's a good morning to you and welcome to Realm of the Historics. And this, of course, is Saturday. We will be going for a short break in 5 minutes time. So after that, we'll now get into the serious conversation that we have today. And today, I in fact mean no offense. I just want to say it at the beginning. But what we are going to discuss is going to be the hard truth. But before we do that, let's just facilitate the going to the for a short break, and then we can continue the other side of the short break. All right, I'm just getting my stuff in order here. I'm just putting my things in order.
This next song is a Kris Kristofferson song that I had the pleasure of singing with Willie Nelson, which was awesome. We got to open up for him in San Francisco for 4 nights in a row, and it was amazing. So the last night, I got to sing with him. Take the ribbon from your hand, shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning. All I'm taking. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
stop everything. These bargains that you save are too good to pass by. Two 1.5 kilo bags of Real Good frozen and mixed chicken portions, just 150 Namibian dollars. 500 grams of Right Brand pasta, just 8.99 Namibian dollars. 500 grams of Romy 40% fat spread, just 12.99 Namibian dollars. 1 kilogram U Brand frozen and mixed vegetables, just 36.99 Namibian dollars. 1 kilogram Top Score instant maize porridge, just 24.99 Namibian dollars. You save, I save. Yes, we all save at You Save.
All right, we come back, and today we just want to discuss something. I almost prepared something similar to what the clip before we came in, before I came in, was, you know, narrating. But then I realized, you know, there's really nothing new we can talk about in that level of geopolitics that we have not talked about before. So when I came to studio, I came loaded, you know, with geopolitics stuff. And so while I was sitting here, I had to change course. And I just want to come to our own environment and atmosphere. Let's talk about ourselves. And let's not talk about others for now. At least let's rest from talking about others, and let's talk about ourselves. And we are still talking about, I mean, we are still looking at it from a political point of view, from a religious and cultural point of view, and just, you know, normal way of life. For those who are not cultural, who are not political, who are not religious, who think they are neutral, but there is no way you cannot be neutral in the world. There is no neutrality. You just belong somewhere. I met one person who said, I'm an atheist. We don't believe in anything. Oh, you don't believe in anything, but do you believe there is no God? Yes. Okay. Then you believe in something. You know, because there is no one who doesn't believe in anything. That's not true. You believe in something. So, atheists want to sound smart by thinking that they don't believe in anything. But believing in nothing is a belief. So, but whether we are atheists or political or religious or cultural people, we have one thing in common right now. And this is what we need to talk about. And I told you at the beginning that I mean no offense, emotions aside, but let us talk. Okay? Emotions aside and let us talk. Now, one to just lay a foundation to what we are talking about is that one thing that I've discovered: if men of today do not change and they realize they need to change somehow, they are going to die the way our fathers died and the way our grandfathers died. So if the men of today, if we don't change course, if we don't change certain things, we will die the same way our father died. The same way our fathers died, and the same way our grandfathers died. We will die the same. We will die sad, abandoned, rejected, crushed. And it's a devastating crash. Now, most of us, most of us are condemning, we condemn. Of course, we all condemn gender-based violence in all its forms. But in our condemnation, we are very biased because we condone it to a certain extent without saying we are condoning it, but we take it lightly when the same thing is done by, the other gender. When women do chaos, that chaos is not even, is hardly reported. It's buried somewhere in those newspapers. It's not a front page issue. But if a man does something, it becomes a front page story. It is highlighted with bold letters. It is given so much, coverage. It is condemned all over. And men don't realize this, that there is a very powerful agenda. There is a very powerful agenda, and it is well funded. No doubt about that one. Well funded. Because look, what will happen if no violence at all in Namibia? No bad story at all in Namibia. Everything, if we all wake up and everything is just good stories. One thing that will happen is that you will start to hear retrenchment from most of the media houses. Because there will be no selling story. So you will start to hear mass retrenchment. Except here, because here we don't feed on dead carcass or rotten carcass. I call it rotten carcass. Bad stories is like spoiled meat. It smells bad, and it smells strong. You can smell it from a distance. Those are the stories that most media houses are busy, magnifying. Rotten, dead, smelly, spoiled, junk. So, do you remember me telling you to stop eating junk food? Like, to stop listening to noise? And start cultivating positive energy in your systems. So there is an agenda that is very well funded. And that's why you also feed on that, because you are scrolling on social media looking for, a bad story. Most of you got angry last week when Itula and Netumbo met. That was not a good story. It was a bad story. Because you are expecting Itula and Netumbo to fight. Because that's a good story for you. You feed on that. But last week, extraordinary thing happened. You know, it is very scarce. And I agree with Itula here when he said after the meeting that there are very rare cases where you see opposition and ruling, you know, parties meet and have consensus and agree and you know, have common ground on issues of nation building. Very rare in Africa. But it takes place in Namibia, and the media buries it out. The media buries it under, you know, buried, completely buried. Nobody's talking about it. Because most of us, including news, including journalists, feed on spoiled, dead, smelly meat. You know, if you put in a voucher, or other animals, you put a lion and a hyena there, the spoiled meat, dead meat, spoiled, smelly, rotten, smells better to a hyena. But a lion will say, no, that is dead. I'm not the one that killed it, so I can't feed on it. But for a hyena, ooh, that smell pulls it from afar off and comes and feed on rotten and, you know, and all that. But other animals that are meat eating will rather kill, find prey, and kill it themselves. Eat it fresh. So there is an agenda in the world, and it's not only in Namibia, to make sure that there is always a bad news somewhere. Because those are best selling stories. So when we changed content on Eagle, most of you were saying Eagle FM is now boring, you know, because there's no drama. There's no drama, there's no political drama anymore. So Eagle FM is now boring. No, we have realized that we need positive energy. You know, because there are a lot of good things that are happening in Namibia that are very good stories. Why should we be like anybody else? We can't eat rotten carcass. We don't. So, why am I saying this? It's because if there will be no, for example, in nature, no dead carcass, nothing. Animals like hyenas and vultures will suffer. Because hyenas and vultures feed on, they want what is easy for them. And what is easy is what? Is a dead carcass. Already rotting and smelling. That is what is easy for a hyena at least to approach and just start eating. And dogs. So if the environment becomes clean and there is nothing dead on the ground, vultures will have to work hard. You see, vultures can take a living thing here and there. You can hear good news here and there you read newspapers, you read a good story here and there. Just like vultures can pick a fresh thing here and there, but those are easy. Those, they only pick what is easy to pick. They don't want to struggle. You know, unlike lions and cheetahs and, you know, and eagles that hunt their own prey. Hyenas mostly don't hunt. They look for an easy way, a shortcut. Because a hyena has no time to fight with, you know, face off with an animal. They don't have time to do that. They will rather wait for a weak one and, you know, just for a shortcut. If not, they will chew on old bones. They will chew on old bones. And that's why sometimes you read newspapers and you find out. Oh, but these stories, this story, was it not in the paper the other day? So they just regurgitate it and bring it back because they don't have stories. So if we wake up one day and there is good news all the time and no bad news, certain organizations will close down. Certain organizations will close down. Even those so-called, you know, human rights organizations, they are not really to say they are human rights. They are here to make sure there is dead, rotting, spoiled carcass. So, when I'm saying this, I want to draw you to a point where you need to realize that as a man, you are the menu. You are not the agenda. You are not on the agenda. You are on the menu. If you don't know that, you need to know it now. Whether you are a businessman or you are just an ordinary man, if we don't open our eyes, we will die the same way. If we don't open our eyes, we are going to die. There are prominent people, prominent men, you know, walking encyclopedias, but they died terribly because they refused to open their eyes. Very prominent men in our society. Very powerful men, you know, walking, I don't even know what to say, but they died terribly. And they died miserably. They died crushed. They died abandoned. So, here is how we need to open our eyes. And we need to open our eyes to one truth. We need to open our eyes to one truth. And before I get to that truth, let me get to another truth. Look, women, since 1970s and the early 60s, they've been fighting for their own rights. Which, good to say, okay, there must be equal rights in workplaces. If a woman is capable, let her get the same salary like what the man is earning. That was profound. But the agenda was not really about equal rights in workplace. The agenda of the feminist organization, and this is the affirmation. I'm not talking from the blue, but any true feminist understands what I'm talking about. The agenda of the feminist was not about equality at workplace. It was to make sure that a man and the boy child is pushed out completely out into the dustbin. So go and read their formation agenda. You will understand. And that's not a conspiracy. They know what I'm talking about themselves. And you see, the only security that I have is one thing, is the studio number. That's the only security guarantee that I have. So I don't care about my own safety when I'm talking about certain issues. All I care about is the only one security, which is the studio number, which you can call in and prove me wrong. So, and I'm checking my lines. My lines are working very well. And the number is very common. The number, you know it. And if you get on our website, it's there. If you get on our app, there is a call sign there. You can just call. You don't need to get off the app. You just call. The number is there. The call sign is there. Call in and prove me wrong in what I'm saying now. That's the only security that I have. And the guarantee I give you is 100%. I give you 100% guarantee as challenge to embarrass me publicly on air, that what I'm saying is 100% lies. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first to admit. But I make sure when I come on air, I have up to 90%, 90 to 95%, you know, guarantee of that what I'm saying is correct and is fact and is factual. 95% factual. I make sure that every day I get on air. Of course, that excludes human error. But under normal circumstances, that's what I make sure. So the agenda of the feminists was to make sure that the man and the boy are pushed out completely, so as to advance the agenda of a glorified 100% empowered girl child. But what they don't know is there is what we call natural law, which always comes in, because natural law does not bow to democracy. Natural law has never bowed to democracy. Even the top scientist died in this underground right now. And the process that takes place when an ordinary poor man dies is the same process that takes place when a rich man dies. Once you are underground, it knows no position. So why am I saying, okay, so the reason why we are condemning the acts of men, which are practically, you know, condemnable, because nobody can condone violence. But there is a twist in the way we condemn violence. When something is done, when a violence is done by a woman, is somehow understood and condoned. A little bit, you know, given some, yeah, she was just defending herself. Or if a woman, you know, there are many children that were, whether they are girls or boys that were, you know, violated so much in the hands of women. But you know what we do? We say, no, she was going through stress. There must be some psychiatric check. We double down. And we downplay it. Because we are all baptized in feminism. So, but the issue here is, where is this violence coming from? Where is the violence coming from? The Ministry of Gender is not talking about the cause. The Ministry of Gender is talking about the perpetrator and the victim. There is a reason why they are talking about that. There is a reason why they are not going to the cause. Because I told you that there is a very well-funded, very organized agenda. And it's not just in Namibia. It is in the whole world. That in America now they are fighting to change certain things. Because white men are suffering in the hands of their white women. Because most women get married to men. You know, they walk in with literally almost nothing. But then they divorce and they walk out with almost everything. Because that's how the law is designed. So part of the agenda, I am not going to talk about it because it's going to be very sensitive. So I'm just going to scratch the surface. So, but if men do not open their eyes, like I said at the beginning, we will die like any other, like the way our fathers died. In the way our grandfathers died. And I'm going to tell you how our grandfathers died. So that if you are a man and you are alive and sound, you need to prepare yourself so that things may not catch you off guard in your old age. Because you will really suffer. Now let me give you a scenario story before I continue. So a man met a donkey and a dog, and he realized that, oh, so how old can you live on earth? Said, no, I've 40 years. Oh. And then he asked the dog. The dog said, okay, 40 years. Then the man went to meet God, and he asked God, God, why did you give me only 20 years to live? Well, dog and the donkey have 40 years. And God said, that's how long I wanted you to live. And the man said, no, it's unfair. Okay, then God said, what do you want? Take 20 years from a donkey, give them to me. And then take 20 years from a dog and give them to me. Okay. God said, fine. Granted. You shall have 20 years of yourself and 20 years of a donkey and 20 years of a dog. So, the man went. Now, his 20 years finished. And now 20 years of a donkey came. He was working very hard. Working hard. Very hard. And he went back to God. He said, God, what is going on here?
Save the date for November 26, 2025, when all registered voters head to the polls for the regional councils and local authorities elections. Your voice matters, and your vote is your voice. Head to your nearest polling station and elect your leaders. Remember, every vote counts. Get involved. Put your voice in the box. Vote on November 26, 2025.
So, God said, didn't you ask 20 years of a donkey? I have given you 20 years of a donkey, and you are, in fact, at the beginning of that 20 years. The man said, okay, fine, I understand now. So he went back. And after 20 years of a donkey, came 20 years of a dog. Ah! The man is really suffering. He's abandoned. He's eating, you know, he's miserable. And he went back to God and said, what is going on here? He said, no, those are now the last 20 years of a dog. You see, when you are a man, your first 20 years are your prime years, you know. You are yourself, you enjoy yourself, and you do. And then comes the second 20 years. Now it depends which comes first, whether they are 20 years of a dog or the 20 years of a donkey. Nobody knows what will come first. But we 20 years work hard. You know, you are working hard. You are the provider. You are, you know, everyone looks up to you. And then comes the last 20 years of your life when those are now the 20 years of a dog, where you are abandoned. You know, the very people that you worked hard for, that you sacrificed nights and mornings working hard for, abandon you. And you die miserably. And you see, most men died in this 20 years of a dog. Most men of age are in those years. Because the last 40 years, you didn't think about yourself. The last 40 years, you sacrificed it for others. Because you thought you are making investment in the people that you are sacrificing your 40 years for. Just to come in your 70s, in your 80s, your children have abandoned you. And your wife, in fact, And in fact, some even go to the point where they decampaign you. You become, you know, the bad person. All of a sudden, you have never done anything for the children. You know, accusations start to come. You are the one that is bewitching everyone. You are the one that is what, and you grow bitter. You are abandoned. Nobody listens to you. Your steps that used to command respect. You know, when you walk, now your slow steps are irritable. They irritate. You are becoming a setback to the very people you sacrificed your lives for. And you are devastated, crushed. You feel the rejection itself. So, no flower, nothing. Even when you were working hard for the people, no flower, nothing. Your birthday could pass with minimal happy birthdays or just minimal appreciation. But you kept going, thinking that you are making an investment in the children. Because look, men, the thinking of a man is that nobody owes me anything, but I owe everyone everything. That's the mentality of a man. And that's why they go to any lengths to make sure everything in the house happens. When a man has money in the house, the family runs safely. Everything runs smoothly. The man's money is the family money. It's the money for the family. But when the women have the money, nobody knows where that money goes. The family could scatter just because the woman has a full purse of banknotes. The family could be in shambles. Or she could use that money to create her own backup plans and her own exit plan. It's just about herself. So no one knows where the money goes. And I'm talking with experience. I know what I'm talking about. And I told you that you can call in here and you have a 100% embarrassment guarantee. So, when men have the money, it goes without saying. There is no this. It is bought immediately. Problems are solved immediately. Because the thinking of a man is that nobody owes him, but he owes everyone everything. And he can put himself down to his last sweat to make sure that everything ran. You see, I used to do business. I used to go around, you know, weddings with my sound system, and also funerals with both sound system and, you know, organ, you know, services. And I've noticed something. When a funeral is run by, when the woman is the one running everything, having the money, and opposed to as if when the man is the one running everything, having the money. So, I went to a particular wedding, not wedding, but funeral, where the girls or ladies were the ones having money. And it was fights everywhere. So, and it's not just about women and men. It's women to women. That is even more worse, more serious. And don't be deceived by women who are advocating for women's rights. Don't be deceived by them. You need to understand that women to women, they see each other as threats. They don't see each other as compliments. No, they see each other as competitors. They look at the other person and see competition. That's why it is very hard to hear a woman congratulating another woman saying, she is beautiful. No, you just hear, no, she is beautiful, but the legs. Do you want to cut off the legs? Oh, she looks beautiful, but her dress. There is always a but. And that but tells you that the compliment shouldn't even be there. So the person is just saying because, you know, they don't have a choice. So So don't be deceived by women who come out saying they are advocating for women's rights. No, don't be deceived by that. That's democratic fantasy. But practically, women see each other as threats. So I want to go back to the NBC story of last year, when a journalist was interviewed by an international, news outlet, and talked about the president, how she falls, and all that. It's in public domain, that talking about the president's health, and all that. So, this was supposed to have, if that came from a man talking about that, we would have said it was misogynic. We would have said it was misogyny. You know, misogyny is, you know, when you apparently you call you, the contempt against women, the, when you despise women is misogynic. But this came from a woman talking about another woman. For that matter. And we are talking about the first female president in Namibia. You know what? It was not condemned. Because it is coming from a woman talking about another woman. Women do not see each other as compliment. That does not happen. It is not in their nature. So why was it not misogyny? It's because there is no name given when a woman violates another woman. There is no name. Why? That to show you that whatever they say about, whatever they talk about, women this, women that, it's nothing but fantasy and democratic noise. But follow them in their practical life. They live a different life. So, that to show you that the natural law is different from democratic law. Now, let me give you a practical example how natural law creeps in. When I get into, on social media, I hear most feminists saying men should completely, be out. In fact, one feminist said that it was, even if it was possible, the whole world could be without men and just women alone. So, but when war broke out between Russia and Ukraine, natural law crept in, reality crept in. The women this stopped. It was now about, no, women and children must be protected. Must be protected from what? From whom? So now we are into a practical situation where we heard that men from 18 to 60 must remain behind. Women should go and children go away. You see, that's now reality creeping in. That, it's in their prime time. That is 18 years. They must get into the front line and fight. Fight for your motherland. That's a man being told. So when practical reality hits the ground, you start to hear women and children this, women and children there, But fantasy, women are more powerful. They can do anything that a man can do. In fact, they can even do better. And the late president was even celebrating that the girl child is now passing more than the boy child. To him, that was a good news. I was very sad hearing that. Because if you are training a society with such imbalances, you will expect societal decay at a very faster pace. In our cultures, we had training for girl children. And we also had training for boy children. So that the boy understand his role. And the girl understand his role. And I did not live for a long time. I'm not around for a long time, not been around for a long time. But in our time, when we were young, we were taught to respect girls. And girls were taught to respect boys. That's why a girl does not just come into a boy's room and vice versa. Because we were taught to respect girls. But society is now teaching the girl to despise and demean a boy. And therefore, arming the boy against the girl. And the boy is always prepared, almost prepared to respond against the girl. And that's why violence is rampant. And we are naming it gender-based. No, it's not gender-based. It is government-sponsored violence. We should change certain terminologies. This is a democratically government-sponsored violence. So I'm telling you that this is very well funded. So because if you are funded, you need to have correct terminologies. It's gender-based violence, and a man is a perpetrator. That brings money into both government and non-government organizations. They get the money from the same, from the same pyramid. And the agenda is one. They know what I'm talking about. So, this is not about what is going on. It's not about what is happening. It's about what is coming in. It's about what is coming in. Were you hearing last year and the year before when America was funding, we could hear LGBTQ, LGBTQ this, LGBTQ that. Even in Namibia, we are no longer hearing that. Why? Because funding is dried. Nobody's talking about LGBTQ thing, stuff again. Why? Because funding has stopped. In fact, in Lesotho, there was about 19 million that was earmarked to go and advance, LGBTQ in Lesotho, and Trump has stopped that. So, but watch, maybe next year, next 5 years, that are coming when Trump is out, somebody else will come and maybe resuscitate those fundings. That's when you are going to hear, that's where you are going to hear LGBTQ story again. For now, it is quiet. Because there's no funding. So stop funding. You will not even hear newspaper report men did what to what. That will end. when fund dries. That is to show you that these people are not advocating for anything. They are working for something. Because if you really care about women, you know, you people, if you really care about women, why don't you go to single quarters, Okuliangava market, and stop and shop? How many women are there selling? You know, trying. Some of them don't even know the difference between cost and profit. But they are selling anyway. How many workshop has your offices, or have your offices organized to empower these women to be financially, you know, sound? Zero. But you are fighting for abortion. Will eat what after abortion? They will eat what? Because if you care about women, you are going to supply formula milk to women in Katutura Hospital, women that are, you know, poor, that are giving birth, that don't even know where to start. They are left to fend for themselves. You could have gone to Engela, Rundu, Katima, wherever there is a hospital and the woman is giving birth. There are women that are giving birth and they don't have, you know, clothes for, and they are given clothes by different organization. Well, we have the so-called, you know, women right, advocacy. Because fantasy and reality do not go hand in hand. Fantasy will never meet reality face to face. So people that are with real problems are not looked after. That is to show you that don't be deceived by the so-called women's rights advocacy. I was just laying a foundation. Now let me go back to my topic. I'm just making a difference. And I've seen it when, you know, let me say it plainly. When my father was alive, you know, when my father used to, certain things that I'm hearing now, I don't used to hear them. You know, I don't used to hear there is no electricity, there is no what. I don't need to hear those things. So the truth is that every man right now is overwhelmed and burdened, because what is in the mind of a man is to make sure that the house runs. There are fewer women that when they have, you will not even tell the difference. You will just understand that, oh, so all along this meme has been the one. Yes, no, it's the meme. You will even hear it when the tate is dead at the funeral. You say, no, the meme is the one that used to work. The meme is the one that works. But nobody really could tell the difference. You know, and I want to tell you that there are women of character that are still around. So there are women of character that are still around. At least we are still lucky to have many of them. So, if you as a man don't open your eyes, you need to check which 20 years are you on. Are you in your own 20 years or in the donkey's 20 years? And if you are in a donkey's 20 years, that you are now working hard, you need to work hard and think that, look, you can still change your, you can still change your last 20 years and make them better. Otherwise, the 20 years of a dog is waiting for you. So maybe some of you are just left with the 5 years before you enter into your final 20 years. You need to do something. You need to do something. So, and what is the solution to all this problem? Because once you are done with your donkey 20 years, and you get into the 20 years of the dog, and you were not prepared for it, you will be sorry for yourself. Because your name, your very name that used to command respect, will cease to exist. It will be trodden underfoot. You know, the person that is going to be important is the children and their mother. So, but for women, their lust is even more worse. And we'll come to that. For women, their end is even more worse. And if you are not preparing for it, you will be sorry. Because that mommy will end. You will become an irritation. If you don't think about, if you don't prepare yourself. It is mommy today. Because they still need something from you. But the moment they start to be on their own, you will try to emotionally blackmail and do emotional blackmail. That's what, you know, mothers are good at. They come with emotional blackmail, you know. But to children, that will not end. That will not work because it is now their prime time and they are chasing after their future and careers. Your steps that used to command respect, now they are irritable steps. And for women, it is even hard because you are celebrating now because you are eating well and because your children are now taking care of you and you have won, you know, the emotional war. You managed to decampaign your husband. And you told your children that he never helped them anything, he never given them anything. I only give you 3 years to enjoy yourself. But after that, you start to realize, the children will start to realize that, look, we have a future. So they will start to realize they have a future. And that's where everything will collapse. So what you are doing, you are in fact living in a house of cards. You see, men and women, listen to me. The person that you are supposed to lean on, you know, the person that you are supposed to lean on is your wife or your husband, because the two of you are going to grow old together. Not your children. Your children don't owe you anything. That's one thing that we need to understand. Children don't owe us anything. We owe them, and when we have done what we were supposed to have done, we are supposed to let them go and start their own lives. But here is a mistake we make. We use children as weapons. We use the children as weapon. And for the first years, it works. But at the end of the day, they start to be irritated by your demands. Because, you know, Women, when they think they have won.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine. Dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you. Cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the spani. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Numid Mills.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the U in UNAM is you.
Okay. So when women win the emotion war, the emotional war, you know, against their husband, and then take the children to her side, then they cut their victory very short, because they get into an entitlement mode where they start demanding, because now they have seated finally on the throne. They are the queens. They are the queen mothers, and they think they can be queen of the children's pocket. And this is where the house of cards start falling apart. So your father will die miserably, because you have helped him to get into the 20 years of dog, and he will die. And you know what? That's a very day he gets flowers. That's a very day he gets good speeches. Everyone will gather around to give him, you know, speeches. And we are saying so-called rest in peace. Which peace? You see, this type of witchcraft that we have acquired, I don't know from where, of celebrating the dead more than the living, is deadly poison. So at the person's birthday, no sound, no alarm, nothing is silence. In fact, on your birthday, as a man, you get the most insult of the year. So there was a time I remembered, oh, it is my father's birthday. So I wrote him a message, very long message. And then, at the end, he went around all his children showing them the message that I wrote him. That this is the only life I have. So, most of you, on my birthday, you are saying nothing but demands. And in fact, I always have been the farthest person. I've always been the farthest person. I've been very far. Because by that time, I started hustling on my own. And that's why when my father died, most people with so-called sight are the ones now saying, if my father was alive, we would not have suffered like this. Yeah, so it is when you know, when fathers are well treated, are well kept, they live longer. And not only fathers, even mothers, they live longer when they are well kept, because there is not, they, when they start to worry, and then they get into distress, and then they get into depression, and then they become bitter. Just go and meet all old women at the villages there, and just greet. They are very bitter. Why? Because they are now abandoned and left alone. Children are there working, and they are now on their own. And most women don't realize that your children will not stay with you forever. The only person that you are supposed to grow with, to grow old with, is already in the grave. You know? You have facilitated that. So I'm not making an accusation. I'm saying you, without knowing, have facilitated that. Because when your firstborn son, secondborn, third, some of you that are blessed, you know, graduates and they get a job, you become the queen. And it becomes, and the father becomes just that father. His voice is no longer respected. You know, it's no longer, it's not even, his voice does not even count. So, and you are going to realize later that I made a mistake. And then you die also. You become very bitter. The same thing that you, it happened, you also get, even women have 20 years of donkey. And they also have 20 years of dog. Now, here is how you should avoid the miserable dog 20 years. Most of us are very good at burning bridges. You know, you burn the bridge. The very bridge that helps you to cross over is what you burned. Now you want to cross over, there is no pontoon bridge. And your children will never serve as bridge for you. They are bridges for others. Because your children are prone to go and get married and have their own houses and families. And in that family, you do not fit. You are a foreigner. You will need a visa to go to get in there. So that this is what one thing that most of our mothers don't realize. They would rather settle for short-term enjoyment. They don't realize that these children are not your bridges. Your only bridge that is there is the father of these children. So, and if you are wise enough, you would tell your children to respect their father. If you do that, you have a bridge that one day you can cross over on. Because one day you are going to find yourself alone. And your emotions, your emotional your capacity to blackmail will be gone. And for black women, it is even maybe better, because black men, black children still have that. But white women, you will be dragged and taken to old age home. That's your fate. because you don't fit in the in their career. You don't fit in their future. You are not a future. You are the past. So what do we do with the past? We put it behind. So because you are the past and you are not the future, there will be old age home for you. You will be there, sad, dark, languishing in sorrow. Because you'll be thinking, why are my children abandoning me? Because you helped them abandon their father, which was your only bridge that you had. So when you go upstairs, do not call for the distractions of stairs or escalators, because you will need it on your way down. And this is the sense that is not in many women. So, now let's come back to the men. Because men, we are also working hard without thinking. When you are working hard and sacrificing for your family, that is really good and commendable. But think about yourself. Because yourself is also very important. Have a small investment somewhere. Call it 20 years of dog. You can even name that one. The dog 20 years. They are coming. And they will not spare you. At least with a 20 years of a donkey, you are working and getting wage. You know, you are getting a wage that you are sustaining yourself. But 20 years of dog, those ones are very hard. And in fact, if you get there, you remember there was a young man on Eagle FM that was talking about these years. Those years are gray, dark, sad, sorrowful years. If you get into those years without any preparation, you will wish to die immediately. Because life will be nothing but darkness. And I repeat that if men don't think, the 20 years of dog will be waiting for them and they will not be spared. And those years are not only for men. Even women go through, and they go even, for women it is even more worse. Because most women start to regret a lot of things. So, think about yourself, my friend. If you are retiring tomorrow, maybe tomorrow is what? 12th of October. Maybe by Monday, they are bidding you farewell and you're about to get your pension. Most of us men, when we get our money, we want to squander the money, and because we are deceived by numbers, 3.5 million, 2 million, 1.8 million, that number confuses us. Listen, get into the bank and create an investment. Call it 20 years, last 20 years, because those last 20 years of yours will be dog 20 years. Because remember, you went to God and you complained that a dog and a donkey have many years, while you only had 20 years. And God took 20 years from a donkey, gave to you. And he took another 20 years from a dog and gave to you. So, but, and again, God gives you the medulla oblongata that he did not give to the donkey and the dog. That's where the difference is. So he gives you the brain that he did not give to the dog. Neither did he give it to the donkey. He gives it to you.
titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Yeah, you know when you know what you want, but you're not sure either.
You mean?
Like, I know I want to study next year, but I'm so conflicted when I think about the field I want to get into. Sometimes I lean more into business, you know, the money. But other times, I really want to get into IT because it's like a passion thing.
Yo, there's a lot you need to think about. But at least NAS gives you the option to choose two programs that you'd like to study. And you can just make your final decision come registration.
Really? Do tell.
NAST applications are officially open for 2026. So don't walk, my brother. You must run to NAST and apply today.
Check out the 2026 prospectus at www.nast.na. Namibia University of Science and Technology, reinventing the future.
So the brain was given to you so that you think. And you can realign, you can rearrange, you can transform that the dog 20 years into a 20 years of a dove. So you can make that 20 years as harmless, as light, as full of light, you know, old age with so much joy. When you use the brain, and this is where it becomes, you know, critical, because most men, we like to be approved. We like approval from women and from the children, because those are our prime, you know, focus. But these same women and the same children may abandon you when they realize that you no longer have anything. So, and when you are listening to me now, you think that is impossible. But it is very much possible. And you will become very sorry for yourself. You will start thinking about your hard work. You start thinking about your first 20 years when you were young. But all that will be nothing but just history. So, some of you that have money now, you know, invest. Because when you are aging and you still have money, life will be more easier. You know, life will be more easier. Now, even women, some of you women are now surprised. Why are my children treating me like this? What have I done? What have I not done? Don't they think about what I have done for them? I have taken them to school. I have done, yes, you have done all that. But that will not be a currency to buy you a seat in their hearts. Because they owe you nothing. They owe you nothing. You did what you were supposed to do. And in fact, I even heard my mother telling my sister, "You don't appreciate." Then I said, "Oh, it has begun." You see, you don't appreciate. And my sister fired back and said, "How do you want to be appreciated?" So how do you want to be appreciated? And I heard even from activists saying that, look, you're raising a kid is your responsibility. You don't need, the kids that do not need to appreciate you. Appreciate you for what? Then I was like, oh, it has begun. You know, it has begun. When children are telling their parents, I did not ask you to pay for my school. I did not ask to be born. They say that. It's an argument. A big fight between children and parents. And you hear them saying, we did not ask to be born. That's a blow. It's a bomb. But that is true. They did not ask to be born. So, but since they did not ask to be born, you don't give 100% to them. Simple. Since they know that they did not ask to be born, fine. Take 40%, give to them. 60%, keep to yourself. Because you still have a life so that when you grow old, you can afford to live in your old age without them. Let them go. So one thing that kills parents is the issue of letting the children go. We think we are too much, so much attached to children and we can do without them. No. You are the motherboard of their existence. Let them go. So that you, at the end of the day, you will not be told in your face. And it will be painful truth that most parents are not prepared for. They will ask you, do you want us to go around talking about what you have done? How do you want to be appreciated? So, you think about these children waking up early in the morning, warming water, bathing them, waking them up to go and sleep, to go and, you know, standing long queues in the hospital for this very person that is now talking rubbish like this. You all think about that, but that is too late. Because most of us are not preparing for our old age. We are falling into old age like a soul falling into hell. And then old age becomes hell. You wish you have not been born. Because the very people that you sacrificed your prime life, in fact your prime energy and prime everything, are now arrogantly giving you a middle finger, showing you a middle finger. You know, those are old age understanding. So, women, listen to me. You only have one bridge. Men, listen to me. You only have one bridge. One bridge, that is your spouse. Stop using children as weapons and as shields. Because doing that, you are facilitating your last years of sorrow. And most of us die in sorrow. You know, we die in anguish because we die regretting. Were we not supposed to die peaceful? You know, that we have fulfilled our work and now we are dying. We are leaving the next generation to continue. Are we not supposed to die peacefully? We are not dying peacefully. We are dying in pain. We are dying in sorrow. And we are dying with very much, we are dying sad, dying lost value, because our hearts, our minds are languishing in serious distress. Why? Because we did not prepare for this old age. You see, I tell my children that, look, I'm going to be with your mother for a long time. You guys are going. You are going to your future. We are not part of that future. So, but if women don't realize this, they will die like their grandmothers. Same thing. If you are retiring, or if you are working and you have money, you can afford to make a savings. Don't waste your money. Save your money. So that when you are old, you can change, you can transform those 20 years of a dog into 20 years of something else. Because whether we like it or not, those 20 years are coming. And some of them, some of us are approaching that. And we want to fall in ignorantly. Well, the choice is ours. The choice is ours. The choice is ours. Whether we want to fall in unprepared and be at the mercy of our far, you know, cousins, children, that will just be popping, bakwetu, auntie who, bakwetu is in mess. Oh, please let's go to aunt who's house. Or uncle who. You see, we need to think about that, especially men. Think about your last 20 years. You are doing well, providing for everyone, going out of your way, you know, to work. But most of you men, when you grow old, most of you are abandoned by the very same people for whom you sacrifice your prime time. Children will only come around when they know that, dad is still having some investment. They will come around because they hope you to give them something. But once they realize you have nothing, they will go far from you. That one is a fact. Nobody can deny that. Same with women. Once they start to realize that you no longer have anything. You see, there's something that men don't want to realize. And there's this truth that men don't want to understand. You as a man, you have nowhere to go back to. Nowhere to go back to. You only have yourself. But you, even, you know, women in their 50s, in their 60s, they can go back to their brothers, mother's house and live there. They can go back and be accepted. But a man, you have nowhere to go back. Once you leave your father's house, it's a one-way ticket. But women might have some return ticket.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine. Dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
So, women would have some return ticket. But as for me now, I don't have anywhere to go. As we speak now, if everything works worse for me, where do I go? My wife can leave me and go with the children to her brother's house, wherever they can go. But for me, I will have nowhere to go. My father is dead. The one that I was maybe going to... In fact, even if my father was alive, what could he do for me? So everything about you as a man falls and rises on you. But remember that your resources belong to others. And if you don't make your resources belong to you, you will be sorry on your old age. When you are going to be lying in that bed, you hope for somebody to come and see, to come in. Even a shikundi will not get it. It will be expensive for you to get it. Once the day you will get it, it's a miracle. You know, having somebody remember you. It's a miracle. When somebody comes from window and say, "Oh, tanika pitanga putate kuru tumba," that's a blessing. Look at that nephew and look at him very well. He's thinking about you. And maybe even when you were in your prime time, maybe you did not even give him anything. We get remembered by people for whom we have done nothing. Those are the people that will come back for us and, you know, remember us. But the very people for whom we have sacrificed everything, they might forget about us. So if you don't think about this thing as a man, you are in for a high jump, like the British man said. You are very much in for a high jump. We are not supposed to fall into old age. We are supposed to walk into old age. You know that, okay, I'm aging now. And when I'm aging, let me go to the bank and find out. Is there any investment I can make where maybe I'll be getting, I don't know how much per month for my old age? They will guide you. They will guide you. But what do we do? When we get our money, we buy Land Cruisers. That's when we want to start farming. And the children just want the Land Cruiser. They don't want you. They want the money. Once that money is gone, you will not see them around you. But since parents have favorite children, you know, since parents have favorite children, there are some children that you, some of your children that really have good ideas. But they are not your favorite, so you don't listen to them. you listen to those others. And those others will be the first to abandon you when they realize you are now dry. And the people that will suffer to make sure there is an upkeep for you are the people who you never listened to. That's a problem with parents. The people that you listen to are not those, you see, you have favorite children that you listen to. And those are the ones that are going to be, those are the ones that are, that spoil your pension. Because you have raised them to be the most self-centered and selfish children of yours. In fact, they are favorite anyway. So, but then you want me to run around for you here when you never listen to me? Just because now you are in trouble. Because you now don't have money. You have given your money, you have squandered your money with your favorite children. Now I must be the one to suffer when they are gone. It's unfair. But that's what our parents want. Our parents want the worst. Our parents, most of them, don't listen to good advice. So that's why even women, when they get their pension, what do? Bank every day. Every day just bank. And you wonder, what is my mother buying? Where is the money going? You don't see anything. You just see bank every day. Travels, you know. Once you see them sit down and now settle down is when money is starting to dry. That's when they want to sit down. But when we are talking, no one was listening. And for me, I've made a policy. If I tell you something and you don't listen to me, don't come back to me in your troubles. Because I'll not be around. So if I tell you something and you don't listen to me, when you get into trouble, don't come back to me. But we are seeing a lot of parents die sad, die sorrowful. A parent is supposed to die fulfilled, having run the race, you know, having fought a good fight, and now they die fulfilled, and we celebrate that, but we don't. Our parents die in anguish, but most of this anguish is self-sponsored. Our parents sponsor their own pain. Our mothers, they die terrible because they decapitate the relationship between the very people that are supposed to be with them, which is our fathers. What they do is they decampaign them to us as children. And then we start to have resentment against our fathers. And we abandon them. And in return, we also receive a curse. Because our fathers, their tears come on our jobs. They come on our payslips. And that's why we work hard, no reward. Because our payslips are under our father's tears. Because our mothers have facilitated that, and we have done that blindly. So we are under a very big curse. Serious one. That we work, no promotion, no increment, nothing. We can get promotion and salary increment, but no peace, because our pay slips are covered with under our father's tears. They die crying and calling our names, because they remember the prime energy and sweat and sacrifice they have put for our upkeep. But our mothers make us throw all that in water. You know, just trodden, you know, trade all of that underfoot. Because our mothers want to be the queen. They want to be the queens of our bank account. And for them to do that with impunity, our fathers should be rendered useless. So at the end of the day, we as children are affected by this. Because our fathers die calling our names. They get into the graves with our names on our lips, on their lips. And then what happens? We end up being in one scandal, from one scandal to the other. You were a very productive person, working very well. But all of a sudden, your life is just full of drama. Where's drama coming from? You yourself don't understand. But you don't realize that your father died calling your name. So, all of us need to open our eyes. So women, don't use your children as weapons. You are creating problems. In fact, you also will die in pain. Because there is something that you don't need to play with. Something that you must always be careful of. Two liquids. There are four liquids that from a human being that you should not play with. I'm only going to mention two of them. One, tears. Two, sweat. Those two liquids can break or make you if you play with them. They are very serious and they don't dry for nothing. They don't come out of a human being for nothing. They are always consequence. There are always consequences attached to that. So don't play with somebody's sweat. And don't play with somebody's tears. You will be under a very serious problem. And that problem, you can go to all church all you want. You can never alter that. Especially if that is from your father. You can go to all, you can call all your pastors, they can deceive you all they want. But they will never alter that. There are words that my father said to me that even if you call the chief apostle of all churches in the world, even if you call the Pope, he can never say words that will make impact compared to what my father said to me. Because my father carries the oil of my existence. He's the only one in this world that had that capacity. And God did not share that power with anyone. He only gave it to one person. And my father died. And when he died, my name was on his lips. And that's why I will consider myself the most blessed. You see, I don't need prayer or any blessing from anyone. I already got a blessing from my father. So, we need to understand that there is natural law and there is democracy. Under democracy, you can do all you want. But you know what? Soon, reality will catch up with you. And you will regret the day you were democratic. I have to expose myself. I do not respect democracy. I respect natural law. Because I exist through it. That is my existence. That's my core existence. It's bound around natural law. So, if you think you can bend the bridge, you can go ahead and bend the bridge. But the moment you would want to cross over, you will choose whether you want, you will choose the method of your drowning. Because you will not be able to cross. You will drown. And most women drowned because they destroyed the bridge. And I want to repeat that the very bridge, your husband is a bridge. Your wife is that bridge. Right, so most women think that you can be the queen of your children's financial whatever with impunity. And to do that, you need to decampaign their father so that you don't share your glory with him. Well, good luck in that. But you need to know that you are in the house of God. You are in the house of God. And it will fall apart very soon. Because these children, the first years, the moment you start to understand that now you are seated on the throne, and now you are the queen, the moment you start to be entitled, and you start demanding, that will be the very day your house of cards will start to collapse. And before you know, no one listens to you anymore. They will also look at you as the past. But children, listen to me. Don't play with fire. Some of you that are graduating, and you already have that mentality against your fathers, I want to tell you that you are playing with fire. Because you are about to get into a code that can never be altered. That's why most of you are finishing, you know, are moving from one church to the other. You are moving from one church to the other. Apparently you have demons. Some of you are spending nights in church from one prophet to the other. Listen to me. Maybe you have a demon. But that demon is greater than your prophet. Your prophet cannot cast out that demon. If your father is alive, go back to your father and apologize. If your mother is alive, go back to your mother and apologize. the demon will go immediately. Do you know what the Bible says? Honor your father and mother, that you may have what? Long days. So, when I understood, the day I understood that the second person from God was my father, my life changed. And the day I understood that my father is the only person in this world that has the capacity to break or make me, my life was transformed. Most of you deceive yourself that now because you are born again, those things will end. No. Not the dishonor of your father. That one. You will have eternal life. Yes. But you will have suffer the consequences of dishonoring your father. Let me say this. Even if you are born again and you get into sexual contact today, you will still be pregnant. You will still contract HIV. Why? Because everything you do has consequences. Consequences do not end. So don't deceive yourself and don't be deceived by your pastors. Because we also have pastors that have dishonored their fathers and they are under the same curse. But a pastor that understands this principle will teach you differently. So stop deceiving yourselves. If your father is still alive, go and kneel down before your father and make things right. You will see that even the dramas that you have, even the nightmares that you have at night will end. You don't need to go to witch doctors. You don't need to go to prophets. And if your father is dead, that is very terrible. If your father died and you did not make right, you are the mercy of, it's only God that can help you. That I can guarantee you. It's only God that can save you from that. So, you not having a job, graduating and not having a job, it's not a SWAPO's issue. It's not a problem SWAPO. There are people that are graduating today and they already have jobs. Some of you is the words you said against your parents that are binding you. So, some of you are bound by your own words, mischievous words that you said about your parents. And some of you women that are growing old now and you are, you know, you feel abandoned. You are bearing the consequences of your own actions because you are the one that destroyed your bridge. So, things have consequences. In practical and real life, things have consequences. In your own democratic fantasies, you can do whatever you want, all you want. But in practical real life, things have consequences. So, my time is up. I have to give it up to the next program. But women, stop using children as weapons. against their fathers. You are burning the bridge and you are facilitating your old age of anguish. You will languish in sorrow and you will be abandoned and your own fate will even be worse because you are playing with somebody's tears and you are playing with somebody's sweat. You know, you have disregarded, you have helped your children to disregard the hard work of somebody. And that person might have died, but their sweat and tears are still speaking and their voice is louder. So, these are very serious things. Think about them. And let's meet next time. And like I said, I meant no offense. But I was just trying to communicate to you some of the consequences we go through. Or some of the things we go through are the consequences of our own actions. You make a wedding and your father does not know about it because your mother told you not to tell him. He doesn't matter. Well, that marriage, I can guarantee you, it will not last long. Because the very anchor of life, of your existence, the one that carries the oil, you have dishonored them. This is one of the historics. We talk about both good and bad, serious stuff. Think about it. And let's meet next time. This is France, the only reliable kinetic energy in town. Eagle FM's only most advanced and self-propelled Katusha. I say goodbye to you. And we meet next time.